So when I asked him, I said, what's the secret to wealth? His response really touched me. He goes, you know it. You teach it. I said, what's that? He said, gratitude. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because if you got $1 billion and every day you live pissed off and frustrated, the quality of your life is called pissed off and frustrated.
Right.
But if you have nothing, but you're euphorically grateful for whatever you have, you're the richest person that you're going to know. He said, so it doesn't matter how much money you got if you don't have gratitude.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Thank you for tuning in to today's Super You podcast. This podcast is all about gratitude. I know some of you are thinking, man, this year has been so rough. What do I have to be grateful for? And ironically, it's actually in the times when times are difficult, like now, when they're challenging, that it's key to get back to that attitude of gratitude. So my hope is that these 7 super tips around gratitude really help you out, not only in 2020, but as we move into 2021 and 2022. I know I'm extremely grateful for all you listeners, especially those that have been reading the book or listening to the book. As you know, I read the book in 40 different segments of the Super You podcast, so go back and listen to them. We label them number 1 through 40, so if you haven't listened to that yet, it's one of our most popular episodes, and also it's all based on the book, The Focus Project, so I'm grateful for everyone that's made that a number 1 new release and number 1 in certain categories, so thank you so much for doing that. So without further ado, here is tip number 1 from Oprah Winfrey.
When you think you don't have anything, I always say go back to your breath. And what I know is that if you just start with your breath and start being grateful for that, it's thinking about what you have versus what you don't have and focusing on the one thing that you are grateful for increases the energy of gratitude and rises just a little bit the joy inside yourself, just a little bit. If you can get, you can just get to one good feeling. One good feeling helps build on another good feeling and another good feeling. Just the idea of saying, I'm grateful for my breath. I am grateful that I was able to get up and walk on both legs this morning. And really feel that, really feel that. I am grateful that I'm able to use my hands. I think about Monica George every time I go to reach for something. Monica George, who was the mother who was on our show, who'd gone into the hospital to have her second child and contracted a disease and had to have both her arms and both her legs cut off. She said, get me out of here so I can get home and take care of my babies.
We salute you for the light that you bring.
Starting with what you have and what you can do versus what you can't, focusing on the $3 in your wallet will bring you $5 sooner than focusing on the $50 you don't have. So if you allow yourself to get to the space of a good feeling, I don't care what that good feeling is, a good feeling increases more good feeling. In the same way that being in a bad situation and focusing on the bad situation continues to make you feel worse. First thing I do when I get up in the morning is read some kind of spiritual material. I read some kind of spiritual enlightenment. So I start my day with something that is going to put me in a positive frame of mind so that I begin attracting to me positive energy. So what this means, that you've watched this right now, it means you've opened up just a little channel of energy to allow some joy to rise in yourself.
Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Here's tip number 2 from Denzel Washington.
Say thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for parents. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for humility. Thank you for peace. Thank you for prosperity. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. That's how I live my life. That's why I am, one of the reasons why I am today. Say thank you in advance for what is already yours. True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. I'll say it again. True desire in the heart, that itch that you have, whatever it is you want to do, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you sent beforehand already to indicate that it's yours. And anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one.
Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things. Tip number 3 from Tony Robbins.
Asked him, I said, what's the secret to wealth? His response really touched me. He goes, you know it, you teach it. I said, what's that? He said, gratitude. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because if you got $1 billion and every day you live pissed off and frustrated, the quality of your life is called pissed off and frustrated.
Right.
But if you have nothing, but you're euphorically grateful for whatever you have, you're the richest person that you're going to know. He said, so it doesn't matter how much money you got if you don't have gratitude. But also it's Thanksgiving, so for me it's a very emotional time because my family was fed when I was 11 and we had no food at Thanksgiving. And it touched me so deeply, and I decided I was going to give back. So when I was 17, I fed 2 families and then 4 and then 8. And then I didn't tell me I was doing it. And then I got my friends to do it and my companies grew. And, you know, I've fed 42 million people now over 37 years. But
you have a challenge for this, right?
What I did is I decided, you know, I'm writing this book, and in the middle of writing it, last summer, most people didn't even notice, Congress cut food stamps. They don't call them food stamps anymore, but I lived on them, so I know what they are, food stamps,
right.
But my family lived on them. But they cut it by 8.7 billion, which means you eliminate 2 million people from the rolls overnight, and they still need to eat.
Wow.
So I support all these nonprofit organizations, and Feeding America is the largest in the country. And so I thought, I want to call attention to this. So if I donated all the profits of this book in advance, how many people could I feed? Because I normally feed 2 million through my foundation, and I match it. So
right.
I feed 4 million a year. And they said you could feed 10 million people. I was like, wow. I mean,
wow.
and then as the years gone by, I've gotten more and more inspired. And so now I'm going to feed 50 million people personally. I'm not just from the book. I'm writing a larger check on top of it. But also I'm working with Feeding America to get matching funds to feed 100 million people.
Incredible.
So to go from my family not being able to eat to feeding 100 million people is a pretty amazing sense of gratitude and a sense of grace. And
yeah.
I've done my part, but there's been grace in that as well.
If a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. A man that understands this in spades is going to give us tip number 4. That's right. It's the one and only Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk.
I'm completely driven by gratitude. Do you know how grateful I am? Like, do you know, what did I do? My parents had sex at this one moment and created me. Like, I'm being serious, I'm just grateful. Like, I have such a good thing going. People like it, I like it, it's so good. But like, what did I do? Like, do you know how lucky I was that I was an immigrant? Do you know how much I'm driven by a chip on my shoulder? Do you know how lucky I got that I was 4'11" when I went into freshman year of high school? Like, all these things went in my favor. I don't know, man, I'm driven by gratitude. Every morning I wake up and I'm just grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm 42 years old almost. And unfortunately, my grandparents, 3 of my 4 grandparents, died before I got to know them. So not only was I born in a communist country where capitalism and entrepreneurship is shit on, I went to the place where it's most on a pedestal. I got the greatest mom in the world. My dad taught me work ethic and my word, which made me not a bullshit artist, saved my ass, right? But then on top of everything else, I've had very little death or pain around me, and I'm 42 years old. It's unfortunate why that's the case, given the circumstances before, but it's still my reality, right? And then I have a communication style that for some reason, who knew? Don't forget, I was 33 years old before I even made a video. Like, I never thought this could be real. Like, it didn't even cross my mind. I was a businessman. Like watching 20-year-olds that are hungry and thinking about their lives, right? I'm excited because I'm like, bro, you don't have any clue where this might go because, you know, at 31 years old, I'm like, maybe I'll make a video on this YouTube thing. Like, you have no idea where it's going. So I'm completely driven by gratitude. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to give you a quick update. The Focus Project, my brand new book, is out. It's available. So go to Amazon, type in The Focus Project. It was set to launch in October. We moved it forward because so many of you DM'd me, texted me, tweeted me, emailed me saying, hey, I have a friend. I have a family member. They're really struggling during quarantine. They're having a tough time with all the things they can't control. They're letting fear set in. They can't focus on the most important things in life. So that's why we've moved the book forward. The Focus Project. Don't make me regret it. The publishers think I'm crazy because you always launch books in October, not in the summer. But I said, hey, look, this is a whole new time. This is something we've never dealt with. We need to get this in the people's hands so that it can help them. So again, check it out, The Focus Project. And thanks again for all your support. We need to remember, and it's hard to, especially here in this year, this challenging year, it is not happiness that makes us grateful. It is gratefulness that makes us happy. Every moment is a gift. Whatever life gives to you, you can respond with joy. Joy is the happiness that does not depend on what happens. Moving on to tip 5 from Steve Harvey.
We've all hit a point in our life where it wasn't going right. Yeah, okay, this is your, okay, now this is no jokes. Let's take the jokes out, because this is serious business. I'm gonna try to help you. The one way to coach your mind from depression is with gratitude. Every time I feel myself not starting to feel some kind of way, just take a paper and pencil out. Just start writing down everything you have to be grateful for, whatever it is. Your health, you can walk, you can still see. You have a car, may not be the one you want. Oh, I got a bus pass. You know, I have clothing. I have a place to live. I ate today. I see a way that I can eat tomorrow. I got a friend that I can call and share my troubles with. And just be real detailed with it. You would be stunned how long you'll be writing. Now, let me tell you what happens. Once you, gratitude erases all negativity, because there's no room now for negativity. It's not a magic trick. Joy and depression cannot reside in the same space. Those two things cannot exist at the same time. Also, what it does, it changes your focus from what you don't have to what you do have. Gratitude changes your perception. Your perception changes your existence. That's all you're trying to do. That's all you're trying to do. After you've done that, here's what I want you to do. Write a list after you make this list of everything you're grateful for. I want you to read this list every morning you wake up of everything you're grateful for. After you've thanked him for all this stuff, I want you to take another piece of paper out. I want you to write on this piece of paper everything you want. Everything you want. Now, what he gonna do is he gonna tie them two lists together. So now, since you're showing me all this gratitude for what I've already done for you, remember I said the more grateful you are, the more stuff he'll give you to be grateful for?
Yeah.
He gonna take this other list you got, and he gonna start putting it on this side. Then he gonna take some more stuff and gonna put it on this side. It takes some more stuff and put on this side. I'm telling you. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't think that works, I wish you would try it. Listen to me. I have no other explanation for my life. I do it every single day. And you know what he does? Slowly but surely, he takes this list and he starts taking items and putting it on the grateful list. He has done it for me like that for years and years and years. He did it for me without education. He did it for me when I lost my mom and daddy, my brother, my best friend. He did it for me when they canceled my TV shows. He did it for me when I said the wrong name at the pageant. He He keep taping stuff off my want list and putting it on my grateful for list. If you do them things right there, you'll change your whole life.
It is true, at times our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has a cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. Think about someone that's lighting the flame within you. Say a prayer for that person. Be grateful. Be thankful for that person. If you want to take it one step further, post it forward. Send that person a note. Say, thanks for being a flame. Thanks for lighting me. Thanks for making sure that you're a light in my life. Here's tip number 6 from Houstonian Brené Brown.
I think the relationship between joy and gratitude was one of the most important things I found in the research. I wasn't expecting it, but what I found, 12 years of research, 11,000 pieces of data, I did not interview in all that time a person who would describe themselves as joyful or describe their lives as joyous who did not actively practice gratitude. For me, it was very counterintuitive because I kind of went into the research thinking that the relationship between joy and gratitude was, if you're joyful, then you should be grateful. But it wasn't that way at all. It was really that practicing gratitude invites joy into our lives. And when I say practice, I think this is the part that really changed my life. It changed my family and the way we live every day. When I say practice gratitude, I don't mean kind of like the attitude of gratitude or feeling grateful. I mean practicing gratitude. These folks shared in common a tangible gratitude practice. They either kept gratitude journals. Some of them did interesting things like at 1, 2, 3, 4, like at 12:34 every day, they said something out loud that they were grateful for. One of the things that we do, like we say grace at dinner. And so now after grace, we go around and everyone in my family says something they're grateful for. I mean, and what's interesting is when we first started, I have a first grade son, Charlie, and eighth grade daughter, Ellen. And at first I thought, and we've been doing it for a couple of years now, like they're going to like, oh God, mom. And there was a little like, are you experimenting on us? There was a little bit of that. But now what's interesting, even after we did it for like a couple of weeks, that on those crazy busy nights where we're trying to like get to soccer and piano and homework, and Steve and I are just like, we say a quick prayer and we start eating, and my kids are like, whoa, what are you grateful for? And it's been extraordinary because not only absolutely does it invite more joy into our house, it also is such a soulful window into what's going on in my kids' lives. So there are some days when my eighth grader will be like, I'm joyful that there's a huge thick wall between my room and my brother's room. Something just very, honest. But there are other days she'll say, she had a friend whose mother recently died. And she said, for a month she would say, I'm just so grateful that y'all are healthy right now. And so not only did it make us all more aware of what we had and more willing to slow down and really be thankful for the joyful moments we had, but it let me know where she was emotionally in her life. And my son is always, I'm grateful for bugs, I'm grateful for frogs, but sometimes he'll say, I'm grateful that you picked me up early, or, I'm grateful that I finally understand adjectives, So there's a great quote that says, it's not joy that makes us grateful, it's gratitude that makes us joyful. And it's by a Jesuit brother, a Jesuit priest. And I guess I was just amazed to find that bubble up so strongly in the research. It's life-changing.
Brené understands that the world has enough beautiful mountains and meadows, spectacular skies and serene lakes. It has enough lush forests, flowered fields, and sandy beaches. It has plenty of stars and the promise of a new sunrise and sunset every day. What the world needs more of is people to appreciate it and enjoy it. And I know you are going to do that starting today. I know you've been doing that, but just a reminder, it's a reset, that attitude of gratitude. Forget yesterday, it's already forgotten you. Don't sweat tomorrow, you haven't even met. Instead, open your eyes and your heart to a truly precious gift today. And our last guest with a tip, someone that we all know, born in Wimbledon, England, and he understands gratitude is the core of success. That is Simon Sinek.
true story. There was a former Undersecretary of Defense who was invited to give a speech at a large conference, about 1,000 people. And he was standing on the stage with his cup of coffee and a styrofoam cup, giving his prepared remarks with his PowerPoint behind him. And he took a sip of his coffee and he smiled and he looked down at the coffee. And then he went off script. And he said, you know, last year I spoke at this exact same conference. Last year I was still the undersecretary. And when I spoke here last year, they flew me here business class. And when I arrived at the airport, there was somebody waiting for me to take me to my hotel. And they took me to my hotel and they had already checked me in and they just took me up to my room. And the next morning I came downstairs and there was someone waiting in the lobby to greet me and they drove me to this here same venue. They took me through the back entrance and took me into the green room and handed me a cup of coffee in a beautiful ceramic cup. He says, I'm no longer the undersecretary. I flew here coach. I took a taxi to my hotel and I checked myself in. When I came down the lobby this morning, I took another taxi to this venue. I came in the front door and found my way backstage. And when I asked someone, do you have any coffee? He pointed to the coffee machine in the corner and I poured myself a cup of coffee into this here styrofoam cup. He says the lesson is, the ceramic cup was never meant for me. It was meant for the position I held. I deserve a styrofoam cup. Remember this, as you gain fame, as you gain fortune, as you gain position and seniority, people will treat you better. They will hold doors open for you. They will get you a cup of tea and coffee without you even asking. They will call you sir and ma'am, and they will give you stuff. None of that stuff is meant for you. That stuff is meant for the position you hold. It is meant for the level that you have achieved of leader or success or whatever you want to call it. But you will always deserve a styrofoam cup. Remember that. Remember that lesson of humility and gratitude. You can accept all the free stuff. You can accept all the perks. Absolutely, you can enjoy them. But just be grateful for them and know that they're not for you. I remember getting off the Acela. I took the Acela from New York to Washington, D.C. And I got off the train like everybody else. And I was walking down the platform like everyone else. And I walked past General Norty Schwartz, who used to be the chief of staff of the United States Air Force, the head of the Air Force. And here I did, you see a guy in a suit, schlepping his own suitcase down the platform just like me. And just a couple months ago, he was flying on private jets and he had an entourage and other people carried his luggage. But he no longer held the position. And so now he got to drag his own suitcase. And never did it sort of remind me more that none of us deserve the perks that we get. We all deserve a styrofoam cup.
Well, I'm grateful for those 7 super tips on gratitude. And my hope is that you all remember that the only people with whom we should try to get even are those who have helped us. I'm extremely grateful for all of you. You know my mission is to reach and empower 7 billion people by 2030. We've already reached 55 million. Thanks to your help by leaving reviews on this podcast, it helps others discover it. You've left reviews on books. It's helped other people discover those books. And so just can't thank you enough. I really appreciate everything that you do. And hopefully I can help pay you back, get even with you at some point in the future. Our downloads continue to increase on the podcast. I can't thank you enough. This again is your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. Until next time, remember, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.